Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We're continuing on to 2 Samuel. We're up to the 6th chapter in the life of David. Now, listen to this. You're likely familiar with this account of this incident of something that happened here. Verse 1. Now, David again gathered all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. That's a lot of chosen men, is it not? 30,000 of them. Verse 2, and David arose and went with all the people who were with him to Baal Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the very name of the Lord of hosts, who is enthroned above the cherubim. And so David was going to get the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of God. what do they call it in Hebrew? Hashem, I believe, the name, designated as the name, speaking of the glory, the power, the fame and reputation of God. So he's going to get the Ark of God. And he defines it. He said, this is the one that has the very name of the Lord of hosts, the one who's enthroned above the cherubim, not any other God, the Most High God. Now, verse 3. They placed the Ark of God on a new cart, that they might bring it from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, were leading the new cart. So what's going on here? Hang on a second here. I got to help somebody with something. Someone just sent me a text saying, hey, have you got a Bible study right now? And I thought, why would they want to know if I have a Bible study right now? And I went, oh, I know what it is. Great, great guy here at the local church. And he likes to come by during his lunch and practice his drums. And so he's afraid that he's going to interrupt us. And I've told him repeatedly, nah, man, you're not going to bother us at all. Have at it, you know. So I just text him back, nah, man, let her rip. I knew what he wanted. And I said, isn't that great? I mean, these kind of folks you just love. I mean, literally take their lunchtime to come by and to practice and to rehearse and to do that which God's called them to do. So anyway, we're back here, and David is fetching the Ark of the Covenant, and it had been in the house of Abinadab. Now, we've actually encountered a couple of Abinadabs already. One was a son of Saul. He was killed with Saul by the Philistines. The other one is is David's older brother, the second son of Jesse. And this is a man that lived in Gibeah, and he's the one that kept the Ark of the Covenant, that sheltered it. Remember, the Philistines had it, and they wind up getting it back. And so David wants it. Verse 4. So they brought it with the Ark of God, and it's talking about the new cart, with the Ark of God from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, and Ahio was walking ahead of the Ark. So this is pretty precise right here. So they load the Ark of God on a new cart, the Ark on a cart. Well, if you've read the Old Testament, something might be trying to come back from the deep, dark recesses, the back part of your mind. So that usually works with me. Somewhere it's in there. I inputted something in there many years ago. I just can't get it out, right? Something in there, something's not quite right about this, and you would be absolutely correct. David would have done well to have actually read the instructions. And David would have read, I do believe that he would have read the scripture, but it might have been a while, because they placed the ark on a new cart, and it wasn't to be carried on a cart. God gave very precise instructions as to how the ark was to be handled, and they weren't following those instructions. And you get one, you go, well, it's no big deal. Well, maybe yes, maybe no. Let's see. So Ahio's walking ahead of the ark, verse 5. Meanwhile, David and all the house of Israel were celebrating before the Lord with all kinds of instruments made of fir wood and with lyres, harps, tambourines, castanets, and cymbals. It was a party. Apparently a party with a bit of a Latin flavor to it, right? They were rejoicing before the Lord. He says he's celebrating before the Lord. You see David doing this. And it literally means, that word celebrate is translated in, the context is really important, because it can also translate to be to make sport of, jest, to mock, but it means to laugh, it means to dance, it means to sing. So it's all within the context. They are rejoicing with abandon before the Lord. We'll take a while to guess what the next word is. 2 Samuel 6, 6. But. Yeah, but. Well, something's about to happen with the party. But when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out toward the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen nearly upset it. So apparently what was going on, they've got this thing on a cart, which I'm not supposed to have it on anyway, probably for this reason right here. The cart's going along, but then the oxen do something and nearly upset the cart and nearly throw the ark off of it. Uzzah reaches up to catch it, takes hold of it to balance it. And you say, well, isn't that what he's supposed to do? Verse 7, and the anger of the Lord burned against Uzzah, and God struck him down there for his irreverence, and he died there by the ark of God. God considered it to be an irreverent act, what Uzzah did, in what we would look at and saying, well, he was balancing it, he was rescuing it. Yes, I think you're right. But if they had been transporting it and following the orders and the instructions of God, this type of issue would not have arisen. There would have been no need to touch it, but he did. David wasn't excited about this. Verse 8, David became angry because of the Lord's outburst against Uzzah. And that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. Perez means a breakthrough, means a division. The breakthrough of Uzzah. Yeah, he got broke through. He got killed. Okay. To this day. Verse 9. So David was afraid of the Lord that day. And he said, how can the ark of the Lord come to me? Ah, so we see now what he's up to. He's going to fetch. He's going to get the ark of the Lord, the ark of the covenant, and take it to himself. Well, is he allowed to do this? I thought the ark could only be kept in the tabernacle, in the Mosaic tabernacle. I thought that only the high priest could go in one time a year on the Day of Atonement. Yes, 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 all this is true. Then what is going on here? Well, we'll see more as we go along, okay? So, but he's asking the question, now, how am I going to do this? How am I going to expedite this? I don't know what to do here. So verse 10, and David was unwilling to move the ark of the Lord into the city of David with him. So he didn't want to take it into the city with him until he figured out what to do with this thing. But David took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. Verse 11, then the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. So the ark is there for 3 months while David's trying to figure out what to do with it. The Lord's blessing is upon the house of Obed-Edom. He blesses him and all his household. We're not told right here what type of blessing it was. It's just a blessing that we're going to see in the next verse. We'll do this in the next episode. That people knew about it, because David is told that the Lord is blessing the house of Obed-Edom. Again, right here, we're not told what it is, but it's something from the Lord that is a blessing. So what's the principle for us? Well, there's a lot of questions about that. Bottom line is this. We do well to do things the way that God instructs us to do them, right? Well, again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all in the next episode. Goodbye.